Hi, I'm Kiki.
And I'm Kemi.
And you're listening to
Your Advisors Will See You Now, a podcast that will help you to figure out all of your options for life after high school. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. If you are tuning in today is one of our little series that we call Relevant Rambles. And a relevant ramble is any topic in higher education that we find relevant to ramble about. So today, our topic is, some people might be surprised based on this topic, that what our beliefs about this, but we believe that college is not for everyone. And I know a lot of people are like, really? Like, why would you say that? A lot of your topic is geared towards higher ed, Well, our topics are geared towards higher ed, but all options for life after high school. And we want to kind of break that down today, kind of like a little think piece of sorts about our interpretation of it, of us working in higher ed and seeing people and seeing students that have maybe rushed into going into college right away and it wasn't a right fit for them. Or, I mean, we're going to break it all down, but I think like the biggest thing that comes to mind, and Kiki will definitely join in, is not all careers necessarily require that you go straight to a four-year let me backtrack. The thought piece was, especially for like millennials and before then, it was like, you need to go to a four-year college once you go out of high school. And once you do that, it equates to a degree. And so a lot of people, like from our generation before, were like, okay, well, four-year college it is. Then that was the thought process. And that was really it. Maybe we had a light idea of the career we wanted to go into, but some of us didn't really know like the specifics of it, you know what I mean? And I think that still kind of trails into now too, based on some of my experience with students that I've had in my office, that I was like, they were saying like, oh, I want to do this career, or like, oh, I want to go into sales. I was like actual regular sales, like, you want to be a salesperson? Like, yeah. And I was like, you didn't even have to go to school for that. You could have went right into the career field. There's also some places that will train you on how their specific sales are and then pay for that. And then, or they'll take a chunk of like your sales after that. Yeah. So some people just don't understand that there's, depending on what you want to do, there's alternate routes. So that was the biggest piece that we want to discuss first.
Right. Yeah. And I used to straight up tell students, they would come in and say things like that. They want to be in sales, or I want to own a business. And they would tell me they already have this business. Like, they already have a business. They already have, like, they're already on social media promoting their t-shirts or whatever their product is. And they're like, I want to come get a business degree. And I would straight up tell them, like, I got to a point where I was like, you don't need to be in college for that degree. And, but I also would say, I understand if you want to be the sole runner of your business, you want to do the accounting, you want to do the marketing, you want to do all aspects of it, then great. A degree, especially an associate's degree, they tend to give you like the basics and also some other, you know, you can take like your introduction to business classes, your intro classes, and then some like sales or marketing classes or like social media marketing, so you can know how to do your business. But I would tell them, you're probably going to at some point hire people to do all that for you. So I understand you wanting to get a degree, and I wasn't there to discourage them. Like, as an advisor, that was not my job. It's just to give you like, to make your brain think, oh, maybe I don't need to go to school for this. And we're not saying that, we're not, obviously, like Kimmy just said, we're not against education here. Like, we absolutely are in favor of being educated, but it's more, we want your education to work for you down the line. And going back to your point too about millennials, which is us, being told, I would say more like the older millennials, and then us too. But the older millennials graduated in the middle of a recession, so they were being told, you know, no one probably really saw that coming. I'm sure people in finance did, but people didn't see that coming. Like, your college guidance counselor, your parents, your teachers didn't know, like, oh, we're going to be in a recession in 2008. But they're just saying you should go to college, get your four-year degree. And then they graduated in the middle of a recession where there's no jobs like that. And so I feel like that was kind of the trend for us coming after too. But, you know, you and I always say it, like, with our degrees, we were, I don't even know if I had a career goal back then. I did, and then I changed it, and then I went into political science. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's a degree only offered at a four-year school. But we kind of always talk about how we wish we would have maybe gone into a degree that would have worked mm-hmm. better for us. Because, like, I didn't go to law school, or I didn't really do anything with my political science degree. Not to say, like, nothing, but I'd really use it in the way that I was intended to use it. I could have, you know, looking back, I could have done something like public administration, or tagged on a business degree, or, mm-hmm. you know, something that can be a little bit more broad. And so I think our point is to, like, about, there's, like, a level of maturity, which I probably wasn't even ready to go to college back then.
Yeah,
like,
we're going
to
touch on that, because I'm telling you, that's a whole other thing to dive into.
Yeah, we'll get to that. You're right, we'll get to that. But I think another point is to, like, just sending a student, or, you know, a 17, 18-year-old to college, and they really don't know what they want to do, and they get to college, a four-year school, and they maybe, you know, get a little buck wild. School's not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
So they're struggling there. That goes to the point of maturity. But they also just, they're kind of, like, acting out because they don't know what they're there for. Like, they feel like they have no purpose at school. So they're like, oh, well, I'm just going to hang out with my friends. Like, you know, I'll go to class and I'll do what I need to do, but I'm not really into this, because they're not really passionate about it. Or they're, like, an undecided mm-hmm. student, or they chose a major just because their parents told them to. And so they really don't have a sense of why they're at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's probably a lot of people's dilemma. It's just like, well, why am I here? Because they really don't know what their interests are. And that's what we always kind of harp on, is like, help your kids figure out their interests, or students figure out your interests before you even leave for school. It'll save you money.
No, it will. Honestly, it goes right into my next point about money, right? Because I will kind of sort of defend this, like, millennials and before us, right? Well, I forgot what the generation is before millennials, but some of their parents, maybe they didn't go to college. Maybe a lot mm-hmm. of them were, you know, did more jobs, or they were working, like, in factories, or they worked their way up in some industries. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they started to think, like, their ticket was like, oh, we'll go to college. That will equate to more money back then. And also back then too, grants paid for a lot more money for a large part of tuition than it did today. Because I remember mm-hmm. looking, it was like close to 70%. Of, like, a four-year college tuition. It covered, like, the tuition, the room and board, and their books. Mm-hmm. So back then it was like, yeah, well, why not go to college? That makes sense.
It also didn't cost $40,000 to go to school back then.
Exactly. So it didn't cost as much money. And mm-hmm. also you had grants that covered a bunch of it. So you didn't have to be in crazy loan debt like we do now.
Exactly.
And there didn't have to be as much strategic planning. So in simple words, like, go to college equates to this, because it was so simple. Now it's mm-hmm. more.
You're right.
It's more than that. You have to really think of, and before we even hopped on this call, I was like, whenever I have kids, I'm probably going to be like, you know, you should probably go to trade school first, or take a gap year, or go to community college first, and then go to a four-year after you figured out what your path is, just because a lot of people are pivoting careers now. So I don't want you to go straight to a four-year college and spend money, like, $1,000, maybe I'm being egregious, but there's probably some out there, $1,000 for a gen ed course, which is like mm-hmm. the history of the 1920s,
mm-hmm.
versus you could get that same class for cheaper at a community college for like $200.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would probably do it that way more strategically. And then later on, they're still saving more money. And if they want to go back to school, then they can. But it's saved more now, so that later on, if you want to change careers, you want to change your interests, go for it. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I too, like, we both went to, you know, like, college prep, or, like, we went to private schools. So I remember, I never even knew, like, the community college I just worked for, like, I never even knew, like, it really existed, because that was never a conversation piece from our guidance counselors. You know, they were never like, oh, you're going to go, you should look at the community college too. They never even really talked about, like, gap year. I don't even remember them having military
of a gap year.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah,
the last probably several years for me. But I just always think back, and even with AP classes, you know, I did IB. I didn't even get the diploma, so my mom wasted her money. But I think back, I don't really feel like I understood, like, what the purpose of them were. Like, I knew it was to get college credit.
Mm-hmm.
But let's even, like, take it back even further. I didn't even know what it took to get a college degree, you know? Like,
right.
And I'm sure none of us did. Like, no
and
matter if your parents
still don't know.
Exactly. Don't know you're in college.
You're right.
People in classes, not even quite sure what it takes to get a degree, like all the little, you know, what the credits mean. People don't know what credits mean. People don't know 100%. What you're like you said, gen eds versus like your major requirements.
Right.
So telling me, oh, take an AP or IB class, I knew there was some value in it, but I didn't really understand why. I knew I was getting college credit, but didn't really understand like how much it really would have made a difference in me going to a 4-year school and not having to be there for 4 years, possibly.
Right. We didn't even get that at our private schools.
Yeah. I don't even know. I'm like, looking back, I'm like, what were they preparing me for? Like, yes, for college. And I think maybe more in terms of the academics.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like that's what they were preparing me for. Like, you know, private schools are a little bit more like higher rigor of learning. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably what it prepared me for. But I still feel like I didn't get the life lesson that I maybe needed to mm-hmm. in high school. Like, or even just like the college prep in terms of, is college for you? That was never a conversation. It was mm-hmm. like, oh, you're at the school, you're going to college.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember not one. I was in a class of like 120 people. I'm sure it was a small too, but like 120 students. I don't remember not one person not going to a 4-year school.
Mm-hmm.
Like looking back at my graduation program, everybody had a college beside their name. Because it wasn't, what's it called? It was like a faux pas to go anywhere but college, you know, from that school. But I think I told you one time, like when I was at in advising, this student was with her dad and we were doing like a new student advising session, and she came in and I was like, oh, you don't have your transcript, so we can't give you classes. But I said, oh, where do you go to high school? And she was like, she said the school. And I was like, oh, I went there. And I was just so amazed that a student from this private school was coming to a community college, like was considering a community college. I know this sounds like so bougie talk. This sounds so bougie, but they didn't talk about that to us.
No,
it was like college or bust.
They didn't. I'll even be like totally percent transparent with this conversation. I'll never forget. It was me and I'm not sure. You probably met Jocelyn. You met Jocelyn at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But so me and Jocelyn were in class. We were juniors. And then a senior came in. It was like, you know, the end of the school year where sometimes like seniors are saying like their goodbyes and you're not really doing anything in class anyway. And then so the teacher was like, yeah, so do you know where you're going? She goes, I'm going to go to community college. And then you should have seen like me and Jocelyn looked at each other and some other people were like, she's going to go to community. Like that's how mm-hmm. much it was ingrained in us that was like, we need to go to a 4-year. I had no idea about even what a trade school was back then. I had no idea that was a thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that existed,
no.
You know? That's how ingrained it was. And then it's so funny because like fast forward to now, the last time I saw Jocelyn like a couple months ago, we brought up that situation. We're like, yeah, that girl was smart. She was a smart one.
I mean, for real. I mean, she probably
saved some cash, whatever she's doing now. She saved more money than we did automatically. Like, you
exactly.
know? So
yeah, it's just, it was like derogatory and it's like, why? And so I hope that now, like after seeing that one girl, I had hope. I was like, I really do hope that not even, you know, if the school doesn't want to talk about it, that's great. I hope the parents know. Mm. I'm sure for like our parents, they just had high aspirations for us.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that community college is absolutely a high aspiration, but I think just back then, just based on like our parents' generation, you know, maybe they're living through us.
My dad was like,
yeah.
He's Nigerian, y'all.
Yeah, that's... You're gonna be a doctor, but you know, maybe
or engineer.
Yeah, I think a little bit is living vicariously through us of what they did not do. I think that's
right.
Well, I can say that from my experience, but I working at community college, I was humbled, and I'm sure you worked at like a you know a trade school. It just mm-hmm. is humbling because it's like, oh wow, like they're out here getting great educations. And going into high-paying careers, like we always like laughed at my job in advising. We were advising students that were going to make way more money
more
than we
money
were.
Than us.
Way more money than us. So
yes, there was.
It's crazy.
I can tell you, the training school I worked at, there was this girl that came out, and she came back and she talked like, because there wasn't many girls in the automotive program, so she came back into like girls' discussion, And she was talking how she does PM, which is like preventative maintenance on like, I think diesel engines and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like her scheduling, and like she was talking about how much she got paid. I was like, maybe I need to sign up for some courses. I'm like, they're getting paid more money than I'm doing right now advising y'all. And but again, I had no idea that trade schools existed. If I would go back in time, I feel like I might have gotten my hands dirty in a trade school, in a trade skill, because you also have, you know, something that you could, like, if it was even mechanics, I could work on my own car. And then two, I could work for someone else. But if I want to go somewhere, there's cars everywhere. I could be my own entrepreneur if I want to.
Exactly. So. But I mean, well, that's a good point right there too. Like women in trades, like there's not, I think now it's probably getting a little bit more. Like I see, you know, riding down the street here in Charlotte, they're building, I think it's probably everywhere. They build on every corner of the earth here in Charlotte. But I see a lot more women in construction. Mm-hmm. And we talked to, you know, my friend Megan is a great example. But I'm like, oh, this is becoming more of a thing for women. But there's so many other trades out there. And if you're a young lady, not sure what she wants to do, look into trades, because they probably have a lot of, like, going back to your point about grants, I'm sure they have a lot of money out there for women in, like, trades and or engineering, even, which engineering can be a 4-year, it could be a bachelor's or associate's degree pathway. But just think about women in trades and technology, how it's a male dominated field. They, you know, diversity is a big thing, so they probably will have money out there for you to go to school. But I just say consider, you're right, like even just knowing how to do simple things. Like we had this guy come the other day. I feel bad for him. Well, I told him, I was like, we need our stove, our oven fixed. And he was like, I don't do ovens. And I told him what I needed, but he was like, I didn't know it was going to be that. He's like, I don't do ovens. But he's like, I do electricity, like, you know, electrical wiring. I was like, okay. I felt bad because he came out here and you know, I gave him a little bit of money for his troubles. But I was like, oh, we have a light that needs to be fixed. Can you fix the light, please? Yeah. And he came up there. He was like, well, yeah, I have a ladder. I'll get it. And so he went up there to like drill it, like take it out. He was like, it almost fell on his head because it was so loose. I didn't know. I was like, look, we just live in the house. I was like, I don't know how to take care of a house. Like, I don't know. Right. But even like little things, like I wish I would have known to do like how to do like electrical wiring or fix something, you know, myself. So, it would save so much money. Or like you said, do an oil change, fix our cars, you know, even just. Those are skills that we all should have, but I was like, back then I was probably like, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. Now we can still learn these things. We're still young. We can still learn, but it's also like beyond just having a job in that. It's just like no skills for yourself, but you know, maybe you go to college. Maybe I think you just mentioned like you probably would have gone to trade school first. Maybe you would have done trade school. You would have learned, let's say, electrical wiring or become an electrician, just saying that. And then you're like, you know what? That's not for me right now. I want to go to a 4-year school. You go to a 4-year school, you have your career in, I'm just going to throw out there, business, because it's in my head. And then you're like, oh, well, I have my electrician skills. You can go do that as a side job. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do like little things. Like, it's just like you can maximize your. Mm-hmm. Kind of your cash flow if you have a little bit of a side gig in a trade, because I feel like those are jobs that people don't want, but we all need it, you know.
Exactly.
So it's just like, dang, looking back, I wish I would have like known how to do something. Do something and, like,
yeah. And then even talking about maximizing your cash flow too, because there's some, I think your community college does automotive too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like you could even see if there's community colleges that have trades, go there, and then like, oh well, I'm finished with it now. And then I think you said they also have business as an associate's for your school or something like that too. So then you're still saving money doing that within a community college. So
I saw a number of students that would get like multiple degrees, which actually is very smart, because the college didn't take loans, so you were only going on either grants or your own, you know, out of pocket, or scholarships, of course. But imagine if you didn't use all your grant money.
Yeah.
In your first degree, you can come back for another degree.
Yeah.
And maybe another degree. I saw a number of students get multiple degrees, and sometimes, you know, in the same field, sometimes in different fields. And that's impressive, because you now have multiple skills that can go on your resume, and you're going to look a little bit more competitive for employers. So that's the benefit. Like, no one's really going back to get a bachelor's degree multiple times. People do it, but it's not cheap. Unless someone's paying for it for you, I wouldn't recommend doing that. But, true, you know. I wouldn't
do it either. At that point, you might as well get a master's to see if they'll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to go back to get an associate's degree 2-3 times, you still paid way less than a 4-year. I mean, you've maybe $15,000 for 3 degrees.
Yeah.
And I think that's good.
It is. But the unfortunate thing, I will say this because we'll leave this out, is the thing that does suck is, you know, I love our college experience. And I think that was the best part
absolutely.
About school.
Was
the
yeah, college absolutely. Experience.
I'm not hooting and hollering about that class.
No regrets.
Yeah, I did have some cool classes or whatever, but I'm not going to be like, yo, I was so happy to get back on campus to crack open a book. No, I was.
Now see my friends. Yeah, see each other. Like, see our friends.
Crack up with my friends. Like, crack up over some giggles or whatever. But, you know, and the college experience is nice. And I think it was great because you kind of get this level of independence and you're growing into young adulthood, right? So I think that's such a blessing. And if higher education, if 4-year schools were affordable like they were back in the day, then I would, if I had a child at this point, I'd be like, okay, well, yeah, then go ahead. It's just a killer experience to have. And it's okay because it's affordable. It's okay. But it's not like that anymore. So it's like, nah, if you really have major goals when you grow up, if you really want to have a house or you want to have a certain lifestyle, I'm not going to say like, oh yeah, blow all your money first on a 4-year school if you're not even sure of the degree or the specific outcome you want to do. So, which is unfortunate. So you have to be more wise now with the spending. And then I think this might be a good chance to pivot into our other discussion in terms of like spending. College, we also think college may not be a good fit, or maybe yet, because of the level of maturity.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing that really hurts my stomach working in higher ed is you have some students that come in, and I think that I've definitely had some students where it seemed like I had a conversation with them, and it was like, I was like, did your parents just drop you off in the car? I was like, and you had no idea how 4-year school works, like legitimately. Yep. And it's like you don't know your reason why you're here, what career field you're trying to go into. This student was like, I never heard no one ever talk to me about gen eds. And I was like, and you were only talking to 4-year schools? He's like, yeah. And I was like, no, they did. I was like, that's part of the program.
Yep.
I was like, no, that's in there. That's in, you even get that little, what are those books that you have to get?
The catalog.
The catalog, you get that. but the biggest piece about it is you have some students that just come in and in their freshman year, they're not ready, whether it be mature-wise, to focus on their own time management and discipline, that they end up failing out. And if they fail out, they don't understand that they still have to pay for that bill and they don't have a degree with it. So now you have X amount of money you have to owe back, no degree to even try to look for a job with. And then two, what was the other one? It was, or you'll have some students, like, again, we talked about before, they're like, I'm just going to go to 4-year college and figure it out. It's like, and then they'll be into their junior year and they're like, dang, I really don't even like this career anymore, this idea anymore. And it's like, well, you invested all this time, now you got to follow through with it. So that's the part that really hurts my heart. But the biggest one is definitely the academic one. It's like, you'll have some students that come in and they're just not mature, not ready for it. Or the other sad thing is, like, you have some students that they'll allow to come to school, but maybe the school doesn't have enough resources and they don't have like the wherewithal for the study practices. And it's like, it's sometimes there's definitely some schools that accept students that they probably shouldn't accept. But then you see these students and they're like, this student was not going to stand a chance past 2 semesters. Like, you know that they're having a difficulty formulating regular email sentences. And you see their SAT score, like not their SAT, but you see some of their grades on a transcript. And it's like, why did you try to push the student to come in to fit a metric? And now they're
failing. Business.
And now, especially if they're in an underserved population, this money's going to hit them harder because they're going to fail out, not be able to come back. And now they have a huge bill and maybe their family doesn't have the resources to help them pay off that bill. So it's like there needs to be more, I think, better handling with that. So
yeah, better handling, better guidance for sure. I think the biggest thing is just intentionality, like being intentional in decisions. And again, as a 17, 18 year old, we know, because we've been there. I don't think I was being intentional. I just knew I was going to college. Mm-hmm. And I had a career aspiration, but the way to get there, I didn't connect the dots on like how to get to that career aspiration. But you're right, like you know, saying, did your parents drop you off here today? I had plenty of students, and like, at a community college, there were the traditional students that I saw that I'm like, you could tell they're kind of being forced, you know, mm-hmm. because you're in high school, you're about to graduate, you need to go to college, and they're being forced to come to community college. And then there were the students that were older, you know, that mm-hmm. left, you know, finished high school and decided to go into the workforce, and now they're wanting to come get a degree. But I could tell sometimes, and I mean, I said it in my head, but I'm like, I can tell you just woke up this morning and came to school. Because the community college, you know, it's rolling admission. Anybody can come in at any time. But sometimes I would, you know, we're just like sitting there talking. They're like, well, I want to do this, but I want to do this. And then I want to do this. And then I want to do this. And it was not like there was no clarity. There was no harmony in their plans. And so sometimes, you know, not being rude or not being harsh, but I was like, well, what's your goal here today? Like, what is the goal?
Yeah.
Because
you have to
ask, like, what's the goal of the session? Because if I don't know what you want to do, you don't know what you want to do, how can I give you classes? Because
or clarity.
And sometimes it would be students that had been gone for several years, and it's okay not to know what you want to do. Like, we're all still figuring out what we want to do. But it was like they'd be gone for several years, and they'd done all their gen eds at the time they were here, and they were like, well, this is not for me right now. And they come back and still unsure of what they want to do. And I'm just, and at that point, I'm like, well, you've done all your gen eds, so what do you want to, like, I don't want to give you classes and you not knowing what you want to do, because that may be a waste of your time to do a whole semester of classes, and then you don't want to be a chef, or you don't want to be in, you know, hospitality management. And so you've done five classes this semester that are kind of a waste towards your goal. And so it was also me having just, and I'm sure you had to do the same thing, just having to be over with people, be upfront that we don't want you to waste your time here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, let's go back to the drawing board. You know, and like you said about resources, like use your resources, use career services, use the internet to see, you know, how can I get to this? Like, what are ways to get to certain careers? If you have five careers, that's five careers in mind. That's fine. Write them down and figure out what it takes to get to those careers. Because we mentioned too, you know, we've mentioned like trade and community college, but maybe you want to go to the military. The military will pay for you to go to school. And they'll teach you things in the military. Maybe you want to take a gap year and you want to just, you know, maybe you want to travel. Maybe you want to do internships. Maybe you want to shadow people. I mean, there's a multitude of ways to learn skills or to even figure out what's out there that don't cost like an arm and a leg. So that's really what we're trying to share, is we just want people to be intentional in their decisions, because decisions can be costly. And so we just want you all to not have to spend too much money making a decision that is not what you want.
Yeah. And I think this is actually the perfect plug for, we're actually in the process of writing a little book. So that way it can help you unfog how to figure out, okay, what career are you interested in? And then kind of helping you unfog the pathway to get there. Mm-hmm. So that way you're not just like, oh, someone said I got to go to 4-year college. That's why I showed up here. And it's like, what you here for? I want to be a real estate agent. No, you don't have to be like, you know, it's like, you didn't have to come up to 4-year college to be a real estate agent.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, and I do try to understand on the other foot, right? Where like, if there's like, sometimes people just don't know where to begin their research.
Yeah, but absolutely. At
least I even try to say, you know what, even though you don't even know where to start, even go on Google and say, not sure where to start on X. Just even start there to give you at least a hint towards what direction to go to. Because there's there's so much ample information out there, but I do understand that sometimes you can be overwhelmed. You're like, I don't even know where to begin or what specific resources to look for, but at least even try to throw it in a Google search and see what comes up. That will help you at least a little bit, you know?
Absolutely. No, I agree. I think the biggest thing is too, just doing your research. Like, let me tell you, as an advisor, even career counselors, like even if you're undecided going to a career counselor, don't expect your advisor or career counselor to be talking to you for 30 minutes. And then at the end of it, they're like, oh, this is the career for you. Like, that's not what the sessions are for. You know, it's we're there to provide guidance and help you reach your goal. And if you don't have a goal, that's okay. Like you said, you know, get on the internet and just, it's all about just doing your research, which is what I did not do enough of. Our podcast, we want you to learn from our mistakes. I feel like I did not do enough research. I wanted to be a physical therapist, had never even been one before. I'd been to like, and looking back, I was like, oh no, I work with athletic trainers. I didn't go to physical therapists. I worked with trainers who, you know, were helping me get back to good health, you know, from a sports injury. But I never knew what, I knew physical therapists work with athletes. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. But I can tell you, I didn't sit down and research any of that. I didn't research what it takes to go to physical therapy school. I didn't research what they actually do. It was just like, I'm going to college and I'll figure it out when I get there. I honestly think it's too late to be figuring it out when you get there. But again, we understand students go undecided. That's absolutely fine. But I'm getting at have some things. Like, you can't, like I said, you can't go to your advisor, you can't go to your career counselor and say like, I don't know what I want to do. Because we're going to say, basically, like, we're going to be like, well, what can I do for you then? And not like not being snarky, but like, I think students are like, oh, this is going to be a session where they tell me what my life is supposed to be. And nobody can tell you that. Now, you know, Kemi and I are believers. If you believe in Jesus Christ, then sure, Jesus may tell you this is what your life goal is. But, you know, like, we're saying...
Cause I
that may like take I time. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I just found out for myself what it looks like now, and I'm 30.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. You know? Exactly. But the what I'm saying is like it takes work on your end too, to try to get some things together. So if you are undecided, you can go to your counselor or your advisor, but have some things in mind. Because if you say I'm thinking about being a vet, I'm thinking about being a dentist, I'm thinking about being an accountant. That's three things right there.
Yeah.
And they can sit down, they can work with that. They can say like, oh, well, what about these things is interesting to you? What do you like about these jobs? What do you know about these jobs? And so then you can have a conversation about why the like one or the other may be a good fit for you. Yeah. But if you're just going there and like, I don't know what I want to do, well, we don't know what you want to do either. So it's just like, you know, have a plan.
And even to add on to that too, if you're just coming to school and you have like no idea, like not even three like career ideas that you're going into, there's no motivation there. Like, what's the motivation for you to really even show up for a gen ed, like a social studies class? It's like you don't even know your goal of what you want out of going to this community college or going to this 4-year school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like if there's no goal, then you're not able to see, well, what's the motivation for me to get to what? Because you don't even know what you're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point where it's like, well, it's too expensive to play that game. Like take a gap year or something. Do some maybe like a career test online. They have like career coaches out there.
Yes.
Or just to get some clarity, or just write down a list of things that you enjoy and then maybe research what those go into. But you need to have some semblance of a goal, because I'm telling you right now, if a parent's just like, you need to go to 4-year and you don't even have any idea what to go to, I've seen those students too. And then it's like, I'm trying, and you have these conversations like, I don't even know what I want to do. And it's like, there's only but so much anybody at a university can do if they're going to fail out.
Right.
You know, it's like at that time when you're at that age, it's like you're expected that you need to go to classes and to fulfill your duties of doing your work. I can't motivate you for that.
Right.
And I think that's also different from like some high schools. Some high schools, some students will kind of fail and they'll still maybe pass them through by doing some things. Certain schools, if you keep on getting Fs, you're done. You're kicked out. That's it. Your money's gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. They're not going to, you can sit here and have another meeting. Like, is there anything else I can do? No, we've had this. We've given you a letter. We told you to go here. You didn't do it. This is not a good fit for you. There's some schools, not throwing shade, but I am, that make will keep peddling you along if you're failing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want those because you go in debt. So it's good to go in with a goal. It's always good to go in with a goal because then you can have clarity of the steps to get there. And you know whether you're getting closer, far away or not, you know? So
yeah. Yeah. So Coach yeah, just Kemi. That's Coach Kemi for real. But yeah, just the internet is going to be your best friend. And I always tell students, I'm like, YouTube, if you get on YouTube and type in day in the life, it may not be, everything may not be on there, but there mm-hmm. are so many day in the life of XYZ. That's just to give you an idea. And that's why we do our career series, is for people to be able to hear from individuals in certain careers of what they do, just to give you an idea. But you know, maybe when we were going to college, and I don't even think then, maybe 30 years ago, you know, the internet wasn't what it was. You couldn't get on the internet and say like, oh, what does this person do? You had to like talk to people. You had to actually go speak to people, which is not a bad skill. Communication is a great skill to have. I do encourage people to reach out, you know, have conversations about, oh, what do you do? But if you're not wanting to do that right now, you want to just look it up. Google, listen to our career series. Mm-hmm. There's a number of ways to know, like to find out what people do in their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
The College Board has great resources about what careers are. There's something else. Oh, the Occupational Handbook
mm-hmm.
is a product of the government, like the government, I think, runs that, or the Department of Labor. But it literally lays out thousands of occupations. And it tells you what skills you need, what degree, if you need a degree at all, if you need a degree. Sometimes it just says hands-on training or high school diploma. So it'll literally lay out what you need to get to this job and what the job does. So it's not an excuse anymore to say, well, I don't know. I don't know how to understand like what this person in this role does. It's out there and it's free. So we just want people to understand, okay, you have this goal. What does it take to get to this goal? Is it a four-year college? Is it a community college? Is it trade school? Can I, like you mentioned at the beginning, like sometimes there's on-the-job training. Like they'll hire you and they'll train you and you can move up that way. And then down the line, they may pay for you to go back to school. So we just want people to get educated, getting into good jobs with the least amount of debt. If possible, no debt at all. So
mm-hmm.
that's the point. I was just like kind of thinking at the beginning. Remember that guy, that those Everest commercials? And he was like, you're sitting at home watching TV thinking, what are you doing with your life? And like that. I just thought about that. Did you ever see those commercials?
No.
I'm going to send it to you. What? I'm going to send it to you. But I don't know what I was watching back then. He might have been on MTV, one of those like random stations. But I always like kind of laughed at that because I'm like, I know what I'm doing with my life. No, I didn't. And that was probably like when I was like 12. But I just kind of like laughed it off and like never really thought, what are you going to do with your life? You know, like, what are you going to do with your life? He was talking real talk. And mm-hmm. a lot of us missed it. I'm going to send you his video. But a lot of us missed it. Like, why didn't I? You know, and maybe 12 is like early. But we really should be thinking about, if you can talk, you should be thinking about what you're doing with your life. But, you know, just it's never too early to start getting into your interests, mm-hmm. basically. Like my little niece, I always talk about her, but she's 16 now, but she does like, she has her little like side culinary business. She bakes, she does like baked goods and things. But what I think is really cool too is she goes to a school where they get you into your intended career. Like she has a career goal to be in the culinary arena, but it's like mm-hmm. they're in school and they're learning like cooking skills, like they cook in class, like they are learning knife skills and like kitchen skills. And there's other programs at the school that I think other like trade, they do that. I think that's really cool. Every school doesn't allow that, but you know, talk to your parents. If you're not sure, talk to your parents. They may have somebody that they can connect you to. We think it's a good idea to shadow or like, you know, see what people are doing in their day-to-day life. Or get into your interests. If you have a hobby, if you like to do photography, tell your parents. Like, ask them, can they get you a camera? You know, get you into a class. Like, you know, your school probably offers photography class. If you have a hobby or interest, lean into it. that's something. You know, if you like to do graphic design, you like digital media, if you like numbers, you like doing accounting, I don't know.
Some people
just lean into it. Yes, people do. But it's like, lean into those things. If you like to watch the news, you like to write, you like to be a journalist, or you think you want to be a journalist, like, lean into that. And that at least has, that's something that's like, oh, you're interested in XYZ thing that can maybe become a job for you later. If it doesn't, that's okay. But you at least have a goal or something that you enjoy. So
yeah. Start with something you enjoy. Don't start backwards. And you're like, what's the job that can give me the most money? I'm going to do it. And then you find out you hate it. And then, cause then it's like, you'll get that job after you pay for all that schooling. And they'd be like, I hate it here.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're going to start all over again. So just start with the interest and then see how other ways like that interest could be a career, and how that career could suit your lifestyle too, or other different side, other creative outlets to fund the lifestyle you're looking for within that sphere.
Exactly. Yeah, but that was a ramble. That was a good ramble though. That was a good one. But I'm going to plug, so I mentioned our career series. We've been doing it for like the last year, maybe a little bit longer. But I mean, if you just want to hear about, we talk to people in business, talk to people in journalism.
Culinary. What'd you say?
Yeah, culinary, welding.
Forensic science.
Yeah, we talked to a lot of people. So if it's just like you need an inkling, if you're a high school student about to go to college and you just need some inspiration of like what's out there, it's great for you. If you're out of college and looking for a career to pivot into, it's great for anybody, honestly. We learned a lot about careers.
Oh, yeah. I learned whatever. There's so many careers. I was like, oh, you do that?
Exactly. Exactly. That's one plug, is our career series. And then we also did a series, this might have been like season one. This is back in the day, but about alternatives to a four-year college. Mm-hmm. So we talked about in like, you know, more in depth community college and military, gap year, trade school. So those are just good introductions as well to your other options besides a four-year. Again, we're not discouraging four-year education at all. It's just, we're encouraging debt-free lifestyles. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are our two plugs. Yes, but this was, hopefully it was very helpful. It was good to, like, rehash these things to, as you can see, this is, you know, our soapbox. This is our soapbox that we will always, what's that saying? It's like, this is the mountain that I will stand on, something like that. But we're never going to, I don't think we're going to change our minds about this stance of alternatives to a four-year, and it's just to consider them. We're just asking to consider them. So hopefully this is very helpful. We'll probably talk about it again in another year, who knows, because it'll probably be more expensive to go to four-year college in a year. So
And let me just interject this, because you'll have one comment that's like, there's some jobs that you need to go to a four-year degree for. Yes, we agree with that. You know, but you know, so you have to throw it out there because some people will hear everything but what
Of course.
You're like, you know, so just for those who are like, there are some, absolutely. Like, if you want to
I think we mentioned that.
Gotta go to 4 years, but.
Yeah, if you want to be a doctor, you need to go to a 4 year school and you need to go to medical school. Please. Yeah. Oh, no, I think we said that. Yeah, well, you're right. Somebody's going to be like, damn, we definitely said there's some occupations that do not require 4 year degrees. If we didn't say, Kemi said it now, we're saying it now.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you want to comment, if you want to engage in conversation, that's great. We love the back and forth.
Maybe. Well, good conversation.
Good back. Yeah. Like constructive back and forth.
Constructive, productive conversation. Because we
could, you know what?
Hear, you know, something that maybe we didn't see. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was our hot take. So maybe you have your own hot take, but we want the positive, constructive, conversation, but it may also help, you know, drive us, you know, the algorithm. We, you know, we're just saying engage with us. We love the engagement. So yeah, this is our hot take. If you have your own hot take, then yeah, let us know. You can find us on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram, Yasin Podcast. You can email us. You know, maybe we'll, if you have a hot take, maybe we'll make an episode about it. Maybe we'll have you on the podcast. I don't know. But yeah, we hope this was fruitful. It was helpful. If you're a parent listening or a student listening, hopefully this will start a conversation for you all at home so that you can help your student and student help yourself figure out what you want to do before you, or after you graduate. Hopefully you figure that out before, you know, hopefully you have some goals and plans before you graduate. So yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate your support as always. And we'll see you in the next one. See you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.